USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The U.S. government continues to negotiate with terrorists. The Biden administration has announced they are seeking to extend a four-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. A four-day ceasefire began between Israel and Hamas on Friday, allowing needed aid to enter Gaza and a hostage exchange. A Qatari spokesperson says 17 hostages were released by the terrorists Hamas. Israel released 39 Palestinians, all of whom are minors. It should be noted, hundreds of hostages still remain in Hamas custody. The chair of the House Committee on Intelligence says American hostages should have been among the first to be released by Hamas. Dave Collins has more.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio said the White House needed to make that a condition of the deal that has resulted in a temporary ceasefire. Turner acknowledged the likelihood that Hamas is deliberately delaying the release of American hostages to use them as leverage for bargaining.
Senator Michael Bennet believes there's a broad bipartisan support in the Senate for an aid package that includes Ukraine. The Colorado Democrat believes President Biden's request for a $14 billion aid package that combines Ukraine, Israel, Southeast Asia, and the U.S.-Mexico border is the only way to save democracy as a whole. Many House Republicans trying to curb inflation want to vote on aid to Ukraine to be separate from votes related to Israel and the U.S. southern border. More than 300,000 Honda Accords and HR-Vs are being recalled over a problem with their seatbelts. The recall affects 2023 and 2024 models. Some of the seatbelts were assembled missing a rivet that tightens the belt to restrain people in a crash. Today is Cyber Monday for online retailers, first established in 2005. USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
The three-week-long Portland teacher strike is over. Yesterday, the school district and their teachers' union reached a tentative contract. The Portland Association of Teachers says it gives teachers pay raises, more time to prepare, and additional mental health supports for students. The missed school days because of the strike by the teachers' union will be made up by adding days in January, February, and April, and extending the school year by 3 days. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, convicted of killing George Floyd, has been stabbed in prison over the weekend.
Out of Arizona, where Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd, stabbed in prison Friday. The Bureau of Prisons in a statement saying that Chauvin was stabbed by another inmate and seriously injured at the federal prison in Tucson. It's a medium security facility. Chauvin said to be in stable condition and is expected to survive.
That's Laura Winters reporting. We all have and love leftovers from Thanksgiving, but how long do we have before we should toss them out?
Everyone is reminded to be safe when eating Thanksgiving leftovers. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, that food can safely be eaten up to 4 days if it was properly refrigerated and not left out for more than a couple of hours. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening as we get this Monday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.